GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. On this end of the phone, it's the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. On that end of the phone, we think we get to talk with Ken and Matt from WGAN in Portland. Ken, Matt, hey, you guys got us on the phone down there?
We have got you live and in person.
Woo-hoo, it's good to hear your voices.
So exciting. Goodness gracious.
Hey, Matt Gagner. That is one of the best laugh out loud blonde girl screaming at the white kitty cat memes that we've seen yet.
Are we talking about the USM one?
Laughed out loud. We talked about the same thing with our listeners. We're going to spend $1.2 million. We're going to change the name from the University of Southern Maine to the University of Maine at Portland, even though there are campuses in Gorham and Westbrook. And we think it's actually, you guys think it's actually going to beef up enrollment? Are people going to come there just because we say Portland instead of Southern Maine?
Yes.
No.
Not even a little bit. There was research done on it.
Glenn Cummings.
I think.
We've been trying for 26 years to get him to stop saying UMO.
No kidding. Amen to that as a former Orono alum there.
You know why they call it UMO is because of the game Uno. See, they think they're playing Uno when they go to UMO.
Oh, my word.
And they hate Umpy.
This is the seventh name of this university, by the way.
I like Pogo.
Pogo is my favorite.
I remember Pogo.
You think it's going to work, Ken? Okay, put the Allens back in the lower right-hand drawer in your desk and tell me why you think saying Portland is actually going to make some kid go, I guess I want to go there, Mom and Dad, versus USM.
Okay, let's say I'm from Arizona, and I'm saying, you know, I've always wanted to live in New England. I'm going to go to college in New England. Let's look at colleges there. Oh, University of Maine, Portland. I've heard of Portland. They've got great restaurants. That's where I'm going.
And then they visit the campus, and they realize they're in Gorham.
No, they don't.
Listen, okay, this is what one listener said to us. Okay, and George, you remember this. Why don't you put that $1.2 million into better programs?
Yeah, no kidding.
And better housing, and that'll go farther.
Yeah, that's why students come to college is for the better housing.
When's the last time you were in college? Or when's the last time you tried to get your kid loaded up and take him to college, Ken?
It's been a while.
Okay.
I'm wondering whether Coach Flaherty is going to change his USM baseball uniforms, which have been so successful, to something that says Portland on it. He might resist that.
Mm. I believe so.
Let's not forget, it's not taxpayer money. It's coming out from, you know.
It's a
vending machine.
The thing, here's their argument. Their argument is essentially, it's not that it's going to make them go. It's that it's going to make them think about going, i.e. they're writing off USM today, and then now they'll be like, okay, maybe I'll think about it, and then they learn more, and they're like, oh, this is a great place to go.
University of Maine of Portland is a more attractive name than University of Southern Maine.
And I think that is nonsense. Yeah.
But
that's their argument.
So Matt is a graduate of the University of Maine, as I am, and George has the license plate. Okay.
I will punch you in the face.
Whoa, did he just say, no, it's the University of Maine.
Orono.
Capital P, capital U, capital M.
It's just the University of Maine.
Orono.
Say on our national ads, we're going to Orono.
I love that.
So have you guys settled whether or not you're going to have body cams on your resource officers in your schools yet?
No, we're not. They're not doing that because of facial.
Well, they delayed the decision.
They're not going to do that. They're not going to do
it. I think they will do it, actually.
Don't you think? I mean, every kid's got a phone in that school anyway. So anyone who says that, well, we've got to protect the kids, there's right to privacy, and those resource officers can't have body cams on. Oh, come on.
It's a facial recognition.
Detecting some mocking tones out of you, Rick.
It is. Ken, you're tying the Portland school district saying, whoa, hold on, we need a better policy, and then the police chief walks out. Okay. You're tying that to the whole facial recognition discussion for the council?
I believe that everybody knows everything about everybody on earth, so I'm not paranoid. So I don't care. I mean, I think the facial recognition fear is ludicrous, and that, you know, it targets black and brown people.
You can't be paranoid if they're really coming for you.
Well, even paranoid people sometimes are being persecuted. You know,
but what do you make of the discussion at the school district to say, well, it's the right to privacy and who gets the footage and are they going to share it with Immigrations and Customs Enforcement? That's what caused a lot of our listeners up here to want what we call the GHRT duct tape to wrap around their heads so it didn't explode. Really, we're worried about ICE getting access to the school resource officer's video footage from a body cam?
It's an insidious culture. It's insidious, you know, the police force here, Rick, you know, insidious. So, like, the word of the day is insidious.
I will say this, though, Rick. I am not the biggest fan of cameras everywhere all the time about everything. I'm not worried about the footage going to, you know.
And I don't care about it at all. Yeah.
I just hate cameras everywhere. I just do.
Because they add 10 pounds?
Yeah, I think that's really the big part.
That's because Matt's not as pretty as I am. See, I don't care about cameras because I don't mind being captured on camera.
Well, the city council did vote on Monday to postpone consideration of the proposal to ban city employees from obtaining, retaining, accessing, or using facial recognition.
Correct.
All right.
I do have a question for you. Speaking of the Portland City Council, we haven't talked to you since the
election.
We have a new mayor-elect. Mayor Ethan Strimling has been roundly tossed out of office. Yeah. He's gone.
What is it with you guys and incumbents?
Yeah, you don't like incumbents down here.
By the way, I do want to say that my endorsement of Kate Snyder, I think, is what propelled her over the top. I will take credit for that.
Yeah, but you didn't swing to the right to get rid of Strimling. You swung as you went left, didn't you?
No. Kate Snyder
was the most conservative person in the race.
Yeah, she definitely was.
She was conservative, by the way. That just means
Spencer Thibodeau was not a flaming liberal.
Well, he's not insane, but that doesn't mean he's a right-winger of any kind.
Kate Snyder's the more moderate of the group and was certainly not...
She was the only person that actually acknowledged that you have to pay for things when we had the debate with her.
No, she's a very solid candidate. Mm-hmm. I think she's a real breath of fresh air is how I describe her.
And so now you guys are even talking about expanding. We keep an eye on Portland, by the way, talking with Ken and Matt on WGAN. We are George and Rick on GHRT. We're covering probably 7/8 of the state, and we'll apologize later. So now you're talking about having ranked choice voting, or as Congressman Poliquin calls it, rank voting. You're thinking about using that. You're thinking about using that in all of your local races.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's great.
I think you can suspect what I think about
immediate runoff. I just love it. That's great. Yeah.
He does.
Everything should be ranked choice voting.
I have to apologize for my radio partner here because he loves it. He thinks it's the best thing in the
world. It's great. Immediate runoff.
Despite mounting and just overwhelming evidence that it's
an instant runoff.
Hot,
it's great.
Steaming garbage. But it's fine. You like it.
Well, it's the only moderate in the room. May I say?
You're in a room by yourself right now, George. He's in his own studio. We have separate studios. You're out in the water.
May I say, there's nothing wrong with a runoff. They do it in many states.
Yeah,
it's just how you do the runoff.
I've never had a problem with a real runoff. That's fine.
This is
a fraudulent. No, it's not.
Ridiculous.
This is my first choice.
Anti-democratic.
This is my second choice. This is my third choice. I don't have a fourth choice. How hard is that?
I would encourage you all to go to mainpolicy.org and check out the Maine Heritage Policy Center's research.
I'll tell you what, Ken, here's what we'll do, okay? And because in order to cover the, you mentioned mounting earlier, the mounting cost of RCV versus our traditional method, which gave us such solid political leaders in our state as Margaret Chase Smith, George Mitchell, Bill Cohen, et cetera, here's what we can do. Here's what we can do, okay? I'm instituting a RCV poll tax. So here's what. If you want to vote RCV, tell you what, you bring an extra $5 when you come to vote on Election Day and you buy yourself an RCV ballot. The rest of us will just use the normal everyday ballot. You can have your RCV and that way we pay for it and Matt Dunlap doesn't have to lose what here he has left over paying for this.
Rick, it's just, you've got to move into the 21st century. This is evolution. This is progress. This is technology.
Okay.
It's
all right. I'm sorry. Instead of bringing $5, bring your debit card and just swipe it, okay?
Good enough for me.
You see the hat he's got on this morning. He's not in this century. And you can see he never went to law school.
Clearly
didn't go to law school. So we're not.
You're not understanding that was sarcasm, George. Did you not understand that?
No.
I didn't think so.
Oh, no. But.
You guys talking about, I know you don't do national.
We do national.
Oh, we do it. We just don't like it.
When we have more important things to talk about in our state.
Impeachment? Quid pro quo?
Wait a minute. I want to throw up.
we'll give you a moment, George.
Everyone was watching hearings. No, actually, that is sarcasm because fewer people are watching these hearings than watch the Mueller or the Kavanaugh hearings, okay? Because they recognize the circus that it is. While everyone was watching that, Pingree cast her vote yesterday to legalize marijuana on a federal level.
Good for her.
You're finding a enthusiastic radio host.
I think pot should be mandatory. I think everybody should be required.
Are you going to point out that you were on the marijuana task force?
I was on the medicinal marijuana task force of Governor Baldacci, a proud member of it.
Well, why didn't you settle this whole bank issue back then so we don't have to deal with it now, Ken?
Well, we just dealt with it on the state level. And, of course, I did not get free samples, which was a little disappointing.
I was going to deal with the marijuana issue, but then I got high. Yeah, I know the song.
Oh, very good. Well done, sir.
Sound like Joe Biden and
Hey, don't hold your breath. This thing is maybe it's out of committee.
After you toke, then you hold your breath, I'm told.
I was about to say the same thing. You do hold your breath.
It ain't,
as long as possible.
So says George, inhale.
It ain't going. It ain't going anywhere in the Senate because nothing is getting off the table in the Senate.
Well, you know, that is my favorite part about this impeachment thing, right? I mean, obviously it's a circus, as I think Rick just very eloquently stated. But it means they're not doing anything, and I love that. I love when Congress does nothing.
They never did anything anyway.
I know, but
there must be a really happy man then.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's giving them something to do.
Yeah, every time Congress does something, I have less money and less rights.
Mitch McConnell would block the second coming. Look, there's nothing that's going to go through. I got to tell you, I watched some of it yesterday because the weather sucked up here. I saw about a couple of hours of it, and I kept saying to myself, please ask a question. Dear God, please ask a question. So I hear, and both sides, I hear, 10 minute statement, which is nothing but politics. Then I hear a short question. And then the lawyers, I'm getting to love them, interrupt after the respondent answers two words. And finally, it even went to the chair and said, the chair, well, let him answer the question. I mean, it's awful.
And that actually, Ken and I have been talking about this since the beginning of this whole farce, which is that it's frustrating for me. Like, I can't watch it because the whole thing is already decided. Every Democrat knows how they're going to vote. Every Republican knows how they're going to vote. It's a dog and pony show. It's theater is what it is. And I don't, I have no interest in watching theater when I know that it's got a preordained solution at the end. Yeah. I'm uninterested.
You know what, bring on the impeachment trial.
No, and there's the danger. People are too busy to watch. They're going to try to get their information from whatever news source that they say is credible. And there's no guarantee they're actually getting the truth. They're getting facts, but no one knows if they're getting the truth. And we're expected to make important decisions on that.
Well, don't you think? I think people will watch an impeachment trial just for the theater of it. I mean, I think that will be.
When's it going to be on?
Well, unfortunately, I think it's going to be on sooner than it should. I think it'll be like maybe February, where I prefer it to
No,
be
no,
like
no, no, no. What time of day?
Oh, during the day. Oh, it's going to be. But it's no different than the O.J. trial. And people were
O.J., yeah, I hung on to that one pretty good. Yeah, it's Kabuki. Oh. It's Kabuki theater.
Yeah.
And we all know that. Frankly, a couple of those lawyers, I don't think could get me out of jail if my sentence was up.
It's not. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's the cream of the crop in Washington, but nothing really is.
It's just theater.
And I don't care who wins and loses. I really don't. I'm sitting there watching. I'm just saying, is Jim Jordan ever going to put on a coat?
Oh my God! You know, I got to tell you, I think he's done.
He's
done a pretty decent job on the Republican side there. But for the love of God, man, put on a coat.
Put on
every
a coat.
Day. It's without that coat on.
Speaking
it
of
drives
that,
me nuts.
I like it. Why do you need a coat on him?
He sweats because he doesn't want to go back to Ohio State.
He looks like Albert Brooks in broadcast news.
Yeah, and anybody who went to Ohio State should be ashamed to show their face up in public. Anyway.
Hey, let us ask you, we haven't seen you guys since that person that no one knows got in the race for the Democrat nomination for the U.S. Senate to challenge Susan Collins. Is that a symptom of favor for Sarah Gideon waning?
I don't know. I don't think so. Why do you think Sarah Gideon's fading?
Waning.
Rick is waning. Suggesting that she is an unpalatable solution for the Democrats and so they're looking for other places.
Oh, I don't agree with that at all. I think Sarah's the slam dunk nominee. I think everybody's behind her and nobody else.
Have you guys been seeing as many ads as we have?
No, because we're not watching the impeachment hearings. So
We're not either. It's on. It doesn't matter where we go. They're
Collins
on down
Gideon
here.
A constant.
Well, not just Collins and Gideon, but also Bernie Sanders. Tom Steyer was on TV this morning.
Why is Tom Steyer spending his $1 billion that he owns? I mean,
because, what else is he going to do with the money?
Because he has billions and billions. Yeah,
is this just an ego trip?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys have a prediction who's going to be the Democratic nominee? If you had to pick somebody today, who do you think it's going to be?
There's a difference. Who do we think the nominee will be, or who do we think the nominee should be?
Who do you think it's going to be? Yeah.
They're separate questions.
Yes.
Okay. Answer both.
Go.
Matt, I think Biden makes it.
Yeah, wow. Look at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Gotta go. Didn't we have fun?
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.